Thank you, Jesus, for this new day. Glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, O Lord. Give thanks to you, Lord, for another day.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us this day.
Yes.
We ask, Lord, that you'll have your way throughout camp, the village, and Natick, Nonantum, Cottage. Lord, come to the children today as they are in their times of worship. Come to them, draw near to them, speak to them. Have your way, Lord, we pray. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Meet us, Lord. Open our hearts to you. We come into your presence, Lord, with singing, into your courts with praise, thankful to you, Lord, for your goodness to us, for your mercy and your grace and your truth. Amen. Amen. Number 12 in our hymn book. Let us sing together number 12 in the hymn book.
There is no shadow of doubt.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercies. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful Lord, we raise our Ebenezer to you. Lord, hitherto you've helped us. Thank you for your help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Jesus, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, we do. Hallelujah. You're faithful, Lord. You're faithful. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, for Jesus.
Oh, for Jesus.
199, let us sing also together. In the hymn book, 199. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God. Hallelujah. You conquer, Lord. You're the victor, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, you are. Oh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are mighty, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Great, oh Lord, is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your faithfulness, Jesus. Thank you for your gospel. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. Secret what God can do. These are impossibilities with man. There's an old lady up in the Pelham Bay Church. Her name was Sister Scrashing. She was Rusky. I think that's Russian. She spoke Russian. She read Russian. She was Russian. And the only thing that she could read in English was the Bible. She didn't read anything else in English. She'd give her a newspaper. She had no clue what they were talking about. Probably better that way. But she'd pick up a Bible, she could read a Bible in English. Now how do you explain that? Or how can you even believe that? I can believe it because I saw it. I was there. There she was. There I was. Here was the Bible. Here she was reading. How did she do that? And she understood it. I don't know. The Holy Spirit, I don't know. Why didn't she just get a Russian Bible and stay? I don't know. But the Lord does these things, and sometimes, as Sebastian said, you almost hesitate to even mention it. Who's going to believe it? Who's going to believe this? And when Sebastian was standing up, 20 years ago, Sebastian, maybe, I don't know, less than that, Joyce and I were at his house. We were having, a barbecue in his yard. And then we were talking and looking around, and he had a garage door. And his garage door was broken. It was one of those that go up and down the sections of the door. And one section was, it looks like I walk sometimes bent over a little bit. It was broken. It was not good. And the garage door wasn't working properly. And, nothing I can do about that. Nothing anybody can do about it. So we ate and we had a nice time together and then decided we're just going to go for a walk around beautiful, beautiful Woodhaven. The hills of Woodhaven are beautiful. See, Sebastian and Monica live in Woodhaven Heights, right up on the hill by Park Lane South. And so we went for a walk, and we were a block or two away from their house. And I couldn't believe this. I mean, I do. I was there. I have to. I believe it. Somebody was throwing out a garage door. Now, how many times have you ever seen a garage door laying out in front of somebody's house for the trash guy to pick up? And wouldn't you know that it was just the size that Sebastian needed? Don't you know it was just the right garage door that he needed? Now, you can walk through life and say, well, that's kind of lucky. At that time, Sebastian and Monica, I don't know that they had the funds to spend on a garage door. They were struggling financially somewhat. And the Lord knew that. I'd suggest when you go for a walk around Woodhaven Heights, you keep your eyes open. Or I suggest that we open our eyes and recognize that we serve a great God. And He heals bodies and saves souls and supplies garage doors. He does. He's interested in the little things. The little things. The small things. Oh, what peace we often forfeit and what needless pain we bear because we don't bring everything to God in prayer. I don't know if Sebastian or Monica prayed for a garage door section. I don't think so. I don't know. Probably wouldn't even come into your radar to think about, Lord, I need to paint a garage door section here. Help me to find one. But the Lord knew. The Lord knew. Our God, He's able to supply all of our needs. Now, I know many of you, I'm sure, many of you have stories that you could tell just similar to that, how the Lord met that need, how the Lord spoke that language, how the Lord changed that and made that sensible to me, which was not clear at first. Thank the Lord that we can go to Him as a very present help, as Sister Crystal said, our time of need. I'm not feeling well, I'm dizzy, I need help. And hallelujah, what a Savior. Saving, helping, keeping, loving. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Now maybe there's someone else this morning. I'm not necessarily a garage door story or a translation from Latin to English or Greek to, but maybe there's someone else that would just like to thank the Lord this morning for His great faithfulness and His great goodness to you. If there is, take your opportunity.